brothers and sisters. It's always a joy and an honor to be with you. Especially a couple of weeks ago when we had Pioneers Conference, I had an opportunity to get to know you better, some of you.
尤其在几个星期以前，我们有一个明日之光的活动，我能够跟弟兄姐妹有更多的认识和了解和我们其中一些弟兄姐妹。Especially
Brother Hunter, he was sitting right next to me as I was driving the van, so we had a good time together.
那么当时是欧雷牧师开车，我是坐在他旁边，所以欧雷牧师说有机会能够跟我有很多的时间交流。
Today's passage is central to the life of a Christian.
今天的这一段信息应该说对我们基督徒的生活非常的重要。
Because in this passage, our Lord Jesus calls his followers to a radical life of obedience.
因为在这一段经文当中，我们的主耶稣让所有的门徒要来过一个顺服的生活。So
the title is, "What is the cost of following the Lord Jesus?"
所以今天我们讲到的题目是做耶稣门徒的代价。And
the main point that we will draw from this passage is that to follow Jesus requires a fully surrendered life of a Christian.
我们今天从这段经文里面想得出的一个信息就是我们要做耶稣基督的门徒，我们必须过一个完全顺服的生活。
To follow Jesus means to get rid of self-reliance and self-sufficiency.
跟从耶稣基督，我们就不能再靠我们自己，不能觉得靠我们自己就能够满足。
To be a disciple and a follower of Jesus means to be fully available at his disposal.
做耶稣基督的门徒来跟从他，就是说我们随时要听耶稣的命令。
So let's set the context of where and why Jesus is saying these things.
所以我们先来看看上下文的背景，是耶稣在什么情况下，在什么时候说了这些话。
A few verses before this passage, Jesus is now in the city of Caesarea Philippi, which is on the northwestern part of Israel, on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea.
所以如果我们往前面看前面的经文的话，就知道当时耶稣基督是在那个，就是北部的地方。
He is now speaking as he turns to the crowds and to his disciples.
那么这时候他是和众人还有门徒在讲话。
Now before that, he was only speaking to the disciples, and he asked disciples, "Who do people there say that I am?"
那在前面的话，他是跟他的门徒在讲话。他问他的门徒说，别人都说我是谁，而你们说我是谁？
So some of the disciples said, "Oh, you are this prophet, or you're John the Baptist, or Elijah, all the prophets from the Old Testament."
然后他的门徒就说，有人说你是施洗约翰，有人说你是这样一位旧约的先知。
And then Jesus specifically says to the 12, "Now who do you guys say that I am? Who do you believe that I am?"
所以一开始他问说别人说我是谁，然后后来他又问门徒说你们说我是谁。
And Peter, the leader of the 12 disciples, he says to Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God."
然后彼得，他是十二个门徒当中为首的，他就回答说你是基督，是弥赛亚。
Now let's dive a little bit deeper about the disciples' or the Jewish understanding of the Messiah, of Christ.
那么我们来再深入的看一下，就是犹太人他们对弥赛亚是怎样的一个认识。
Messiah and Christ is the same thing. It's the same title, means the anointed one, the chosen one.
弥赛亚和基督是一个意思，是受膏者的意思，是被神所拣选。
Messiah is the Hebrew word for chosen one, and Christ is the Greek word for the same word, the chosen, the anointed one.
弥赛亚这个词的话是希伯来文，而基督的话是希腊文，他们是同一个词，都是表示受膏者的意思。
For a Jewish person, they've been expecting for almost 2,000 years for this Messiah to come, to appear.
对犹太人来说的话，他们已经等待了2000年，要等待这样一个弥赛亚的到来出现。
He was promised from the times when Israel was just about to be established as a people.
当以色列这个民族刚刚要被建立的时候，他们就被应许要有一位弥赛亚。
Now at the current point, the Israelites, the Jewish nation, they were occupied by Romans.
那在我们读的这一段经文的这个时候呢，以色列他们是被罗马帝国所统治的。
In fact, this town, Caesarea Philippi, was one of the forts of the Roman Empire.
那他们所在的这样一个地方是罗马人的驻军的一个地方。
So being a Jewish person, you are occupied by a foreign power.
所以你们就是这些作为犹太人来说，他们是被外国的政府或者军队所统治的。
Also, in the mind of the Jewish person, this Messiah would free them and liberate them through physical force.
所以在这些犹太人的观点当中，弥赛亚是要用武力来救赎他们。
This Messiah would be a political, a military, and a nationalistic hero of the nation.
所以这样一位弥赛亚的话，他是一位政治性的、军事性的和民族性的这样一个英雄，要来拯救他们。
So this mindset was very common among the Jewish people, including the 12 disciples of Jesus.
这样一个认识呢，在当时的犹太人当中是非常普遍的，包括耶稣的十二个门徒。
But this was an incorrect view of the Messiah.
但这是对弥赛亚的一个错误的认识。
Because in the Old Testament, in many passages by these prophets, the picture of the Messiah was totally different.
因为如果我们看旧约的话，旧约里面所给我们描述的这样一位弥赛亚，跟他们认识的是完全不一样的。
Through the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, this Messiah would actually be a suffering Messiah.
在旧约的以赛亚书里面，其实有写到这样一位弥赛亚，他其实是受苦的一位弥赛亚。
Prophet Isaiah, he said that through the suffering, he will free and liberate his people.
以赛亚就讲到说，通过受苦，他可以来解救他的人民。
Specifically in Isaiah chapter 53, you can go home and read tonight.
特别是在以赛亚书的第五十三章，大家回去以后可以读。
That through the death of this Messiah, people will be free from their sin, from their bondage. They will be free spiritually.
借着这样一位弥赛亚的受苦，他的民就可以从罪当中解脱出来。
So this is the kind of Messiah and Christ that the Lord Jesus came to be.
所以这是耶稣基督要来做的就是他作为弥赛亚是这样一个身份。
Now when Peter said this, "You're Christ, the Son of the Living God," Jesus commended him for that.
所以当彼得说你是基督，是弥赛亚，是神的儿子的时候，然后耶稣就斥责他。
But in verses 31, Jesus answered and told to the disciples.
在我们这一章的三十一节，耶稣就教训他们，告诉他的门徒。
Read with me in your Bible, if you have your Bibles. Verse 31. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again.
31节, 从此他教训他们说, 人子必须受许多的苦, 被长老祭司长和文士弃绝, 并且被杀, 过三天复活。
32. And he said this plainly. In other words, he was not speaking in parables, it was not a mystery, but Jesus told them, this is what it is.
32节, 耶稣明明地说这话,
that I will suffer and die, be killed by the religious leaders, but on the third day rise again.
所以耶稣在这里就清清楚楚地说到他会受很多的苦,会被杀,然后在第三天的时候会复活。
And Peter, the leader of the disciples, he said, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, scold Jesus.
这时候32节后面就说彼得就拉着他劝他其实在英文里面 rebuke 他是斥责他的意思
33 But turning and seeing his disciples Jesus rebuked Peter and he told him Get behind me Satan for you are not setting your mind on the things of God but on the things of man
33节，耶稣转过来看着门徒，就责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后面去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”Jesus
literally told Peter, "Get out of my sight," because he was speaking actually because of the Satan's influence, Satan's plan instead of God's plan.
所以耶稣在这里就很清楚地告诉彼得，让他退后，或者说让背后的撒旦退后。Excuse
me, John, but you are my Peter today.
今天我们把John想象成我们这个经文里面的彼得。When
I turn and look at you, he's like, "Are you talking to me?"
因为我总是转到他这个方向，讲到彼得的时候就转到他这个方向。
That's one of the benefits you get from a road trip. I got to know John, so I'm okay, right?
因为这是前一段时间去明日之光的时候，跟John也有很多时间彼此了解，所以当你跟一个人很熟悉以后，你就可以跟他开玩笑。34,
our focus passage.
34节是我们今天重点要看的经节。So
now, calling the crowds. We don't know how many, but there were crowds. And the disciples, Jesus utters these radical words.
我们看到在34节他叫了众人和门徒来，众人的话我们也不知道当时有多少人，然后他把众人和门徒叫来以后，就对他们讲了下面的话。
If anyone would come after me, Let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. 34b.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我. 34节的下半段.
Notice. And 35. For whoever would save his life or his soul will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake. And for the gospel will save it.
35节,因为凡要救自己生命的,必上吊生命,凡为我和福音上吊生命的,必救了生命.
In these words, Jesus lays out the steps, the simple plan of following Jesus.
那在这短短的几句话里面,耶稣就为我们 就让我们看到跟从他的一个计划。Three
main actions there, forgetting self, carrying the cross, and following Jesus.
那这里面其实很简单的三点，第一个就是要舍己，第二个背起十字架，第三个跟从我。To
forget or to deny self means to deny self-centered interests.
舍己的话, 就是要忘记我们自己的利益。
It means to cease to make the self the object of one's life and actions.
就是不再以我们自己的生命和行动作为我们的目标。
To deny self, according to God, Jesus' words, means to disavow of yourself.
所以舍己的话就是要否定我们自己。
So does it mean that we reject who we are? I mean, we don't love ourselves, we don't care about ourselves? Is that what Jesus is saying, to deny yourself?
那么舍己的话是不是就是说不再爱我们自己这样一个人是耶稣要讲的意思吗?
Remember, he's speaking to the crowds and to the disciples.
我们要记得这边他是在跟众人和门徒讲话。
Remember that the disciples have already followed him probably for a year plus now.
我们要记得就是这些门徒可能在当时已经跟着耶稣一年多的时间。
In the beginning of Jesus' invitation for disciples to follow, he told them already what will it mean.
在他最开始邀请这些门徒加入他的施工的时候，他已经告诉这些门徒，跟从他，是代表什么意思。
You can refer to Mark chapter 1, verse 17. Jesus told them, this is what I'm expecting of you. Mark 1, 17. Chapter 1, verse 17.
我们可以看一下马可福音的1章的17节。
Jesus said to them, to these disciples, what he called them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And 18, and immediately they left their nets and followed him. They left what they were doing, their focus of their life, and they began to follow Jesus.
1章的18节，他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。所以他们当时就放下自己手上的工作，然后跟从耶稣。
So since the beginning, the disciples that were called to follow in the footsteps of their Lord,
所以从一开始他们被呼召的时候，耶稣就让他们来跟从他自己。
And fish for man's soul. In other words, look for, search for people's, to save people's soul. Jesus will do the saving, but you be searching as I am actively searching.
然后耶稣说得人的意思就是说要得到这些其他人的灵魂，所以就像耶稣一样要主动的去寻找那些失丧的人。So,
Brother Hunter is in a profession of oil and gas industry, correct?
Yeah. 所以Pastor Olay说我是在那个油服行业工作的。
So when you became a Christian in China, when you went to college, through a witness of an American friend.
那么我当时，就是某类在讲，我当时在国内信主的时候，是透过一个美国的老师。
When he shared Jesus with you, you heard it, you listened, God touched your heart, and you trusted in Jesus.
然后当时这位老师就跟我分享了福音，然后这个福音就触摸到我的心，然后我就接受了这样一个福音。You
were made right with God, your sins were forgiven. Now, at that point, you were the son of the Creator, the Heavenly Father.
那当我接受这个福音的时候，我就再一次恢复跟神以前的这样一个关系，所以我的罪就得赦免。Now,
how were you supposed to live out the rest of your Christian life from that point on?
那么当我们信主以后，我们应该怎样来过我们这一生呢？
If we take these words and or Mark 1:17, Do you think Jesus, the Lord, was calling you, Hunter, give up your education, your study, and be a fisher for men's soul?
所以, 我们在看到今天的经文, 或者刚才我们读的马可福音的一章十七节, 他是让我们放弃自己的工作, 然后来, 跟从他们。
Obviously, he did not have that call for you.
那么很显然，我还是继续 有一份工作, 没有辞职。
But doesn't mean that now you are not a believer in him.
那么这是不是说我就不是 一位信徒呢？
No, because this is the passage and call to being a disciple and follower of Jesus Christ. It's after you become a believer.
那么 耶稣在这里面讲的是说我们 成为基督徒以后。
I became a Christian, but then 2 years later, God had a specific call on my life to be a minister, to be an evangelist, to be a missionary.
那我在信徒两年以后，就是Pastor他在信徒两年以后， 特别有神的呼召，所以他决定 做这个全职的 侍奉。
So I did not stop my education, but I knew that God's calling on me was unique.
我当时没有 停止我的 大学的教育， 但是我知道神给我的呼召是特别的。
So after I finished my bachelor's degree in accounting, I followed the Lord's lead to theological training.
所以在我 本科的 会计专业学完以后， 我就 去了神学院进一步的学习。
Because before that, my dream, my interest was to work for a big corporation and to travel the world and to make a lot of money.
那在 我去 读神学之前， 我之前的这个 人生的目标就是要去一个很大的公司工作， 然后赚很多的钱， 然后可以周游世界。
And these words, I've learned of them when I was a senior in high school. I was a Christian only for 1 year.
这个 我们今天读到的这段经文， 我是在 高中的 最后一年， 当时我已经信主一年， 然后我读到 这段话。
So God began to teach me through his word after I became a Christian.
在我成为基督徒以后， 神用他的话来 教导我。
But he empowered and helped me to give up my self-interest and my dream while I was in college.
然后在我读大学的时候， 上帝就帮助我， 让我来 放弃我自己所要追求的东西。
Brothers and sisters, as we grow in our relationship with Jesus Christ,
弟兄姐妹们， 当我们 跟神的关系 不断的成长，
as we're following Jesus, discipleship means following Jesus to become more in his likeness.
那当我们 来跟从主耶稣， 我们 不断的学习 像主耶稣的样式。
His call, his plans, his steps are very simple.
那神的呼召 神的计划， 或者说神的步骤是非常简单的。
It doesn't mean that you give up your career, although for some people it does, if God has a specific calling.
神的计划并不是说我们每一个人都要放弃我们自己的工作， 当然神对 某些人会有特别的呼召， 要 放弃自己的工作。
But it means to deny yourself, that you reject and let go of your self-interest, of your self-reliance, in order to be fully at Jesus' disposal for the rest of your life.
所以我们要做的是舍己， 也就是说放弃对自己的一种依赖， 然后来完全的跟从主， 让他 来在我们的 生命当中 掌管。
Notice Jesus says, take up his cross. So you are to deny yourself, he's speaking, crowds and disciples, deny yourself, take up your cross.
看到耶稣在这里说， 不仅仅要舍己， 还要背起， 我们的十字架。
And the picture of a cross was, it was a picture of a condemned person carrying this piece of wood to the execution site.
所以背起十字架让我们想到的一幅图片就是一个被定罪的人他的背上背着这样一个十字架然后一步一步走向那个要被钉十字架的地方
Jesus was painting a few words before he said that I will be killed
那在我们之前读的经文里面已经看到耶稣说他要被钉死
and the Bible says that he was killed by the method of crucifixion and he did carry his cross
那我们后面也看到耶稣他被是钉在十字架上死的而且他也背自己的十字架
so Jesus is not telling us believers the crowds deny yourself and take up your cross
所以耶稣在这里就说我们要舍己背起十字架
It means that as we grow as Christians we need to die to ourselves and sometimes we will give up our life too
那么这里面背起十字架不是说要我们每一个人都牺牲自己的生命而是说我们背起自己的十字架向着自己的罪死但是对我们可能个别的人意味着背起十字架可能我们也会失去我们的生命
Many of you come from China my father, my mom, they are from China
我们当中很多人都是从中国来的那么包括我的爸爸妈妈也是从中国来的
In many places in the world Christians are dying because they are following Jesus
我们知道在世上的很多地方基督徒受到迫害因着他们信耶稣他们失去自己的生命
In the last decade 900,000 Christians were martyred were killed for their faith
那么在过去十年的话据统计数据有大概900,000的基督徒他们失去自己的生命
When they're faced with allegiance to a person or to some kind of ideology versus allegiance to Jesus
那么当他们面临选择就是要继续的相信耶稣或者相信别的信仰的时候
Many, many Christians choose not to be ashamed of Jesus but they say Jesus is my Lord and my God I will follow him
很多基督徒他们没有因着这样的情况而放弃自己的信仰他们敢于站起来说我相信耶稣我跟从耶稣
I was born in former Soviet Union and there were many many Russian speaking Christians that went through this kind of Christian persecution.
那我是在前苏联长大的，那么在前苏联有很多讲俄语的基督徒，他们都经历了这样的迫害。
Because they were known to be Christians and faithfully going to church services and Bible studies, they were oftentimes discriminated.
因为别人知道这些人是基督徒知道他们可能去教堂或者去圣经学习的地方那么在社会上他们就被人歧视
The government or the jobs of the government agencies would not promote them because they knew that they were Christians
那么比如说政府的一些机构就或者说工作就不会给他们这样的机会因为知道这些人都是基督徒
Their children would not get the benefits as other children of normal citizens would get
他们的孩子得到的待遇可能跟别的其他的就是不信耶稣的其他人的孩子的待遇是不一样的
And oftentimes their public places of worship like a church building like a church building like thiswould be vandalized, would be given problems and fined and raided by police.
包括他们聚会的教堂，比如说就像我们这样一个教堂，也经常会遇到一些问题，政府会动不动就来找他们的麻烦。
But this is the call of our Lord on every one of our lives.
但这是上帝对他们的一个呼召，对我们每一个人的呼召。
Jesus says, "Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Obey me. Obey my commands."
耶稣说要舍己背起他的十字架，而且要来跟从他。跟从他就是遵行他的命令。
And then he makes this profound statement in 35.
然后在35节我们继续看他讲的。
For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it.
35节，凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我和福音丧掉生命的必救了生命。
Jesus is saying that physical life may be saved in this point by denying Jesus. Yes, possible.
耶稣说当我们去在世人面前否定他的时候，可能能够拯救我们这样一个属世的生命。
But when you deny Jesus, eternal life will be lost.
但是当我们去拒绝或者否定耶稣的时候，我们一个永生的生命就失去了。
So, how much does our life, how much does our soul cost?
那么我们的生命我们的灵魂价值几何呢？
He says he loses his life.
耶稣说到这个人就会失掉自己的生命。
Discipleship or following Jesus may result in the loss of physical life, like many of these Christians, 900,000 in the last decade. Yes, following Jesus may mean that you will die and be killed.
那跟从耶稣基督的话，我们可能会失掉自己的生命。就像刚才我讲的，就是在过去十年，我们有900,000的人因着信仰的缘故失去自己的生命。
Maybe even right now, as we're speaking, the brothers and sisters in African or Middle Eastern countries, they're being persecuted. Maybe their church is being burned right now, or they're having raids and gangsters coming after them.
所以可能就在我们现在坐在这儿的这个时候，可能在世界的其他地方，比如说非洲。在中东有一些我们的弟兄姐妹，他们可能就受到迫害，有可能他们的教堂有可能被火烧了，或者被政府来清查。
But that loss is insignificant when compared with gaining eternal life through a relationship with Jesus.
但是这样一个世界上的损失跟那个永恒的生命借着跟从耶稣所得的那个永恒生命来相比的话，世上的这些损失都是微不足道的。
Being a Christian, being a believer, being an obedient follower of Jesus may result in the loss of our life.
作为基督徒，作为跟从耶稣的人，我们可能会失掉我们自己的生命。
But that loss is so insignificant when compared to gaining eternal life with Him.
但是跟从主耶稣得到永生的生命相比，这样的失掉世上的生命是真的是微不足道。
So Jesus said in verse 36, "For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world?" All the things that this world will offer, but lose his soul.
36节，人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
So brothers and sisters, how do we as Christians be disciples every day?
那我们作为基督徒的话，我们每一天是怎样来做门徒的呢？
One word, surrender life.
用两个词来说的话，就是要顺服神。
How do I walk the remaining years of my earthly Christian life as a surrendered believer?
或者说降服神。那么作为基督徒的话，我们怎样来过我们在世界在这个世界上的一生呢？
Because that was actually God's original design for humanity, that we live in this harmony, in this surrendered life with Him.
在神原本的计划当中，我们每一个人都顺服他，然后跟他有一个完美的关系。
I just put three things here. It's the same thing. These are the goals for my life. It's focus on God's love and grace in Christ for me.
那我为自己写了三点。第一点就是要去常常的思想神对我们的爱。
Remembering that Father purified me in Jesus Christ and He set me free to live for Him alone.
那要常常的去思想神透过耶稣基督让我得到了这样的自由。
It means that I surrender all the decisions in my life, small and big, minor and major. Surrender all my wishes, dreams, everything to Him.
让我得到了自由，我可以为他而活，这样子我可以把生命当中不管是大的事情、小的事情，都完完全全的交在神的手里面。
Whether it's issues in my relationship, in my work, family, other aspirations, I surrender to Him by letting Him be the center and be the guide.
所以不管是我的生活、我的工作、我的各种愿望、抱负，我都完全的交在神的手里面，让他成为我的指引。
And this surrender includes the challenge of learning to bear responsibilities while keeping God's will in the center of our life.
当然，在这个过程当中，我们也要学会自己去承担自己要承担的责任，同时又把神放在我们生命的中心。
It's having the prayerful attitude towards God.
所以就是我们要祷告，我们有一个以神为中心的态度。
And following Him until He calls us home.
然后跟从他，直到他召我们回天家的那天。
Because that's where we have trust and relationship with Him, we have eternal life. Because that life is in Jesus Christ.
所以，当我们跟神有这样一个关系的时候，我们就有一个永生的生命从神而来。
That's right.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for you are so amazing.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，因为你是非常的，你是无比奇妙的神。
Thank you for this beautiful world, for this creation that you have made.
谢谢你赐给我们这样一个美好的世界，这样一个你的完美的创造。
Thank you that you have called us and invited us in Jesus Christ.Saved us through Him.
谢谢你呼召我们，你邀请我们，透过耶稣基督能够和你建立这样的关系。
If there is anyone here who is not sure of his or her standing and relationship with you, we pray they will come to faith in you.
如果今天在座的还有人不太确定自己。对信仰的认识，我们为他们祷告，让他们能够认识你。
Thank you for your holy scriptures and for these words.
我们谢谢你赐给我们的圣经，谢谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
We make a commitment to be your disciples by following you, by denying ourselves, by taking up our cross, and following you every day of our life.
我们愿意来到神你的面前，我们愿意舍己，愿意背起我们的十字架，愿意来跟从你。我们要一生做你的门徒。
We love you and we serve you in Jesus' name.